But first, the Department of Homeland Security says in 2015, border agents searched around 5,000 cell phones. They searched that many just last month. So what's behind the jump, and what are border agents allowed and not allowed to do with your phone when you're coming into the country? To help answer those questions, I'm joined by Stan Goldman. He's a law professor at Loyola Law School in L.A. And Stan, it seems like there's some confusion here. What legally are border agents allowed to ask for, and what are they not allowed to ask?
Technology is always about 10 years ahead of the law. The theory has always been that at the borders, there is almost absolute control in terms of people being searched, and that the Fourth Amendment does not really begin, the protection against unreasonable searches and seizures does not really begin until you're actually officially on American soil. Back in 2009, The Customs and Border Patrol issued some guidelines, and it basically concluded that it had the right to seize any cell phone, for example. And as a matter of cooperation, the person trying to enter the country would have to give them the way to unlock the phone so they could make certain that there was nothing on that phone that might constitute a crime or perhaps an attempt to commit a future crime. The problem is, do you do that to just everybody without any suspicion? And there is a strong argument that the Border Patrol, Border and Customs agents, ought to be using a standard of at least having a suspicion. The U.S. Supreme Court has told us back in 2014, or very recent cases, U.S. Supreme Court cases ago, that phones are unique and that you can't just search the content of a phone even when you have somebody under arrest in a jail. And that was a very big landmark decision because it really did mean that for the future, it certainly looked like the significant majority of the court was going to view the content of phones differently. But the mills of the gods grind slow when it comes to getting cases up the court ladder, up the judicial ladder to the high courts, and we don't have that kind of decision yet rendered by a high court dealing with a particular border searches of phones.
Does the law treat a cell phone differently than it would a suitcase?
According to the U.S. Supreme Court, the answer is yes. When we're dealing with someone, for example, who's been arrested, you're carrying a backpack when you're arrested. The police can search that backpack when they take it into custody, and then book that backpack into, you know, your storage locker or evidence or wherever they put it. On the other hand, the U.S. Supreme Court said in 2014 that the intensively searching the contents of your phone is quite different. It's not like searching the backpack because you have so much evidence of your privacy and your life in that phone that it's got to be thought of differently. And it's not an automatic ability to search. You've got to have perhaps a warrant, in fact, to search that phone. Doesn't mean you can't seize it. Doesn't mean you can't hold it till you get that warrant. But the searching of it to find out who you've been talking to and what the messages are and what you've been buying and all those things that are accessible once you're able to unlock a phone and get in there and search what you've been doing on that phone for the last X number of months or years, that goes a step too far in invasion of privacy, said the court in effect.
This obviously became kind of a big issue right after the San Bernardino shooting when there was this big fight between investigators and Apple. Investigators wanted Apple to unlock the phone of one of the suspected shooters in that case. Did that seem to have any kind of impact on how federal agents are handling this issue after that incident?
Well, whether it had an actual effect or not, we don't know, but it certainly was coincidental. I mean, the number of phones being seized sort of went up fairly dramatically right around that time. Now, it may have been a coincidence. It may have been other factors. It may have been a whole series of factors. But it does seem that the idea of getting information off of people's phones and using border entry as, I'm not criticizing the Customs Department, but using it as an exception, a gimmick to get around what you normally need in order to search somebody's phone or computer.
Stan Goldman is a law professor at Loyola Law School.